Many people think of heaven as a mysterious place, almost like a dream. Others think it's just about playing harps on clouds all the time. It's no wonder that few get excited about going there. However, the Bible reveals the truth. Heaven is a place of indescribable joy and beauty, filled with glorious activities that will leave your soul in ecstasy. We will have real physical bodies in heaven. Some people think we'll be spirits or something like ghosts up there, but that's not true. The Bible says, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body." This shows that we will have bodies like Jesus. And what kind of body does Jesus have? "See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." Jesus showed he has a real human physical body, and we will also have the same in heaven. In the words of Paul, we find a paradox. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But what about the resurrected Christ, tangible and defying the barriers between the material and the spiritual? The debate is ancient, mixing doctrines and hopes, challenging the faithful to understand the true nature of the resurrection. God looked at everything he had created and saw that it was good. This fundamental statement dismantles the idea that the material is inferior to the spiritual. The world, with all its tangibility, reflects the glory of the Creator. Satan, though a spiritual being, fails to represent this goodness. The true question then is not about material versus spiritual, but about God's will. Just imagine. The Bible tells us that Jesus ate with his disciples after his resurrection. This gives us a small but wonderful glimpse of what awaits us. Eternity with God is not just a spiritual experience. It is also a physical existence where eating, touching, and feeling are part of our relationship with God and others. So, what will we do with these physical bodies? Let's find out now. First, we'll eat from the tree of life. Revelation 2 verse 7 says, "To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." The Bible tells us more about this magnificent tree of life. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Just imagine, 12 types of fruits, each with its unique flavor, all healthy and full of life. This shows us the variety and richness of God's creation. It's as if he's saying that in heaven there will be no shortage of diversity, beauty, and pleasure. Every month, a new surprise, a new flavor to be discovered. This speaks volumes about how God takes care of us, always offering the best and constantly renewing his blessings. And it's not just that. The leaves of the tree of life are for the healing of the nations. Stop and think about it for a moment. Healing of the nations. This means that in the new heaven and the new earth, there will be no more disputes, diseases, pains, or any kind of suffering. The divisions and wounds that afflict humanity will be completely healed. God has a plan of restoration not only for individuals, but for the whole creation. It's a reminder that there is no problem so big that God cannot solve. There is no wound so deep that he cannot heal. Imagine walking on the streets of gold of the New Jerusalem, approaching that crystal clear river of water of life, and seeing that spectacular tree. You reach out, pick one of the fruits, and as you eat, you feel not only the unmatched flavor, but also life flowing in you. You look around and see people from all nations, all peoples, united, healthy, joyful. There is no more sadness, no more tears, no more pain. All because God has fulfilled his promises. We discover that this tree of life brings healing to the nations, and we know since Genesis that whoever eats from this tree will live forever. We can live forever in heaven. Furthermore, this tree produces a unique fruit for each month of the year. We can only imagine the beauty and taste of these heavenly fruits. Not only will we live forever, but there will be no more pain, death, or sin in God's eternal kingdom. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, sorrow, or crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. The promise that God will wipe away every tear is immense. How many times have we cried in this world? whether for physical pains or heartaches. The guarantee that God Himself will dry every tear shows us the intimacy and love He has for each of us. In heaven, the causes of our crying, death, loss, fear, and pain, will be extinguished as if they had never existed. The old order of things, marked by sin and its devastating consequences, will give way to a new reality, a reality where the justice, peace, and joy we long for will be full and uninterrupted. This makes us reflect on the immense value of the life that God offers us, not only in the future celestial realm, but already here and now as we live in hope and prepare for this glorious encounter. Therefore, the existence of the Tree of Life and its promises are not only to make us dream of what is to come, but also to encourage us to live in a way that reflects the beauty, diversity, and fullness of life that God has planned for us. It's a call to live in the light of eternity, knowing that every act of kindness, every gesture of love, and every step of faith brings us closer to God's heart and our true home, where we will live forever in His glorious presence. Moreover, all our physical deformities and those of our loved ones will be healed. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For waters shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. Secondly, we will meet with friends, family, and Bible heroes. See what the Bible says. And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. When the Bible talks about the eyes of the blind being opened, the ears of the deaf being unstopped, the lame leaping like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb singing for joy, it shows us that there will be no limitations or barriers. Each of us, with our struggles and difficulties, will be completely restored. The vision of waters bursting forth in the desert and streams in the wilderness is a powerful metaphor for the new life that awaits us, where the impossible becomes possible by the grace of God. Furthermore, the idea of meeting with friends, family, and heroes of the faith is exciting. Imagine for a moment sitting at a rainbow with Noah and discussing what it was like to build the ark and survive the great flood. I can't wait to ask Daniel what it was like to be in the lion's den and David what it was like to face the giant Goliath. Oh, friends, you will be able to join with your dear friends and family who were faithful, and there will be no more farewells. We will have eternity to spend with each other. Thirdly, we will build magnificent mansions. Many of you may be thinking, but I don't know how to build. But in heaven, you will have a sharpened mind and unlimited time and resources to learn new skills. The Bible reveals, they shall build houses and inhabit them. Just imagine building the house of your dreams with your own hands. This incredible masterpiece will make even the largest earthly mansion seem small. The quality of the materials, the creativity of the project, the magnificence of the view, and everything tailored to your desires. Moreover, besides this house we will have in the countryside, the Bible reveals that each of us will also have a house in the city, specially for us by the God of the universe. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Faced with this generous promise, it is clear that God's love and providence for us are immeasurable. The idea of having a house in the countryside and another in the city, both prepared by God, makes us imagine a place where every detail was thought out and the tastes of each of us considered. Just imagine. You arrive at this place and find a house that seems to have been designed with your memories, your dreams, and your hopes in mind. Every corner, every color, every object has a story, a reason for being there. It's the home of dreams, but far beyond what we can dream of. And it's not just about a physical home, a place of belonging, security, and unconditional love. It is the divine recognition that each person is unique and special. God, the creator of the universe, the supreme architect, dedicating time and resources to prepare a place especially for you, shows how much we are valued and loved by Him. But Jesus' promise goes beyond physical space. It's about relationship and proximity to Him. When He says, "I go to prepare a place for you," He indicates that our final destiny is not a mere location but a relationship. Heaven is, above all, being in the presence of God, living with Him, and enjoying eternal communion with Him. Thus, building houses and inhabiting them represents more than material comfort. It is the full realization of divine love in its most tangible and profound form. Fourthly, we will have the joy of observing the creation of other worlds. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says the Lord. Imagine witnessing the creative power of God in action, seeing new worlds, new beings, new life forms emerging from His hands. It will be an unending adventure, where each new creation will reveal new facets of God's glory and greatness. This also teaches us that God's creativity and generosity are infinite. He does not stop creating, and we, as His children, will have the privilege of being part of this magnificent process, learning, admiring, and praising Him through it. Finally, we will participate in the administration of God's new kingdom. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." This passage reveals that we will have active roles in God's kingdom. Just imagine the honor and responsibility of reigning with Christ, participating in His government, and helping to carry out His perfect and just will. It will be a reign based on love, wisdom, and justice, where each of us will contribute in a meaningful and unique way, reflecting God's character and purposes. This fills our hearts with hope and anticipation, knowing that we will have the privilege of serving and reigning with Him forever. Heaven is not a distant and boring place, but a reality full of life, joy, and purpose. The activities we will engage in will be amazing and exciting. We will eat from the tree of life, live forever, meet with friends and family, build magnificent mansions, observe the creation of new worlds, and reign with Christ. All of this awaits us, and the best part is that it is all true and promised by God Himself. Therefore, we should live in such a way that we are ready and eager to enter this glorious place. May these truths inspire us to live with greater faith, love, and dedication to our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have an abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.